everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. Night in and night out, you can check out the action from around the Ontario Hockey League on OHL Live. You can check it out on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a member of last year's OHL Championship squad that's right at the top of the Eastern Conference standings this year. And that is the Peterborough Petes, and this week's Cogeco OHL Player of the Week is their captain, Donovan McCoy. He had quite a week last week with 2 goals and 5 assists for 7 points in 3 games, helping the Petes to the top of the Eastern Conference. The highlight of the weekend for the 19-year-old from Belleville was helping the Petes come back from a 5-0 deficit on Sunday against the Oshawa Generals before McCoy scored the overtime winner to lead the Petes to a 6-5 win. McCoy and I chatted this week, and of course, that's where we started the conversation.
Well, Donovan, let's start with last Sunday in Oshawa. You guys go down 5-0, and 5-0 against the rivals, the Gens, of all teams as well. Take me through the comeback, because it was quite a game.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we got down 5-0 pretty early at the end of the first there. And even on the bench for myself, I was still up on the bench trying to motivate guys to keep going. Because personally for myself, I felt like I know it was 5-0, but I felt like the game wasn't that out of reach. Like, I felt like we were still there. So I went in intermission and I had the intermission interview on the bench. So I kind of said in that interview also, like, we're right there. We just got to kind of clean up a few things and kind of get on our horse a little bit. So I went in the room, said to the guys, like, hey, we're not out of this. We get 2 or 3 goals this next period, and it's a game all over again. So it's exactly what happened. We went out in the second, got 3, and from there on, we just kept chugging along. You know, like I said, we got the 3 in the second there, and we were kind of all over them there. And then we went into the third period with a really positive attitude, knowing that we just got to keep bringing it. And we ended up tying it up 5-5, and we ended up getting that power play at the end. And unfortunately, we didn't score on that, but I ended up getting the OT winner, and honestly, it was just kind of icing on the cake for a really hard-fought comeback. And today we talked about it lots in video. Like, that's just how resilient our group is. We're willing to do everything, even though when it's 5-0, we're willing to keep playing for each other, and ended up grinding out the win.
Is this a sign of this year's edition of the Peterborough Petes? We're even coming into the season after last year's championship. There's roster turnover, and people probably thought, okay, great, they had the championship last year, and yeah, wait and see what they do this year. And you guys, a little bit of like, no, we're going to outwork some teams. We're going to show some teams that, no, we're still going to be a force here this season.
Yeah, definitely. Like, 100%. Talking to Rob over the summer, I felt and he felt as well that we still had the group, core group of guys coming back, that we could still do some damage. And when we got to camp, you know, there were some promising things. Went through preseason, everyone liked what everyone still was saying. Oh, the Petes are still going to be at the bottom of the league, probably out of the playoffs, probably going to sell. And then I kind of took that a bit personal, because I want to win here again. And I know same for the returning guys last year, and the younger guys who were with the team through all the playoffs and all the last year saw what it takes to go through, and they've stepped right in. McHugh, McCallum, Lefebvre, all those guys, Paget, who didn't play all that much last year, they're really stepping into huge roles this year, and they've kind of taken it and run with it. So it's definitely kind of weird being the underdogs in every single game still after the kind of the start we've had, but we're up for the challenge, and everyone's going to count us out still, so we're up for it.
When did the celebration of last year's championship stop, and therefore you kind of had to park it and say, okay, we're on to a new season, it's 0-0, it's all fresh? When did you think that kind of separation happened?
Yeah, I'd say for some guys, it probably happened in the summer when they kind of had to dial it in for NHL camps, the new season. I know for myself, kind of even now, just thinking back to it, it's still surreal that what we did, like, I can't believe we really did it. And even now for me, I kind of split it up when I got back from Calgary's camp, when I came here for Pete's camp, just like, okay, like, it's a new season here. So we got to keep going here, and new team, kind of got to get adjusted. And I knew that I was going to be one of the leaders this year, so I had to make sure that all the other older guys were ready to go as well. And kind of for me, like I said, it was at camp, and I think it was the same for a lot of guys.
What does it mean to you to be a veteran and a leader of the storied franchise that is the Peterborough Petes?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge honor. I know it sounds a bit cliche, but it's honestly, it really is for myself. Growing up in Belleville, watching the Bulls play the Petes every single year, and knowing that they had a little bit of a rivalry going on, and I knew I hated the Petes growing up, so when I got drafted here, it's kind of like, I grew up hating you guys. But no, definitely, it's definitely an awesome organization, and I know the history all behind it, and being able to wear the C on my jersey every night and kind of honor the team and everyone before me is definitely a huge honor, and I wear it with pride every single night.
you see the photos in the hallways, and the guys that wore the C over the years are, there are a lot of household names now, obviously, whether it's that came through the organization, of course, wore the C. That's got to be a little pinch yourself at times.
Oh, definitely. 100%. I always walk around the rink, whether it's just going to the team store, to the team hall of fame, just walking around. I always look up at the banners, even sometimes in practice on the ice, I'll look up at all the retired guys and up on the top of the building, all their banners and everything. It's just like, these guys were former captains and these guys went through the same thing I'm going through right now. So it's just kind of wearing and holding on to their legacy and kind of wearing it with pride.
Being a Belleville guy, but now Peterborough being a second home over the last 4 years, what has the Lifelock City been like for you?
It's been awesome. I mean, it was definitely a huge junior hockey city. And, you know, everywhere you go, people are recognizing you, whether we go to breakfast in the morning before a game, little kids recognize us, go to dinner, team dinner, anything. Everyone's always recognizing us. So it's definitely a great city and couldn't have asked to come anywhere else when I was drafted here, and treated me greatly here, all my billets and everything too. So it's been an awesome experience and I couldn't imagine anywhere else.
Obviously, being a part of that community, another community involved in it was Hockey Gives Blood. And I know we've been inside the Memorial Cup chatting with them as well. I'm sure it's always nice being in the role you're in. There's the hockey side, but obviously helping to give back to people as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a kind of a huge initiative going on. Like when I first hopped on with them with Hockey Gives Blood, it was I wouldn't say it was small, but it was a lot smaller than it is now. And I feel like a lot of guys are ambassadors in the CHL or the WHL, the Q, or even in the O now. There's a lot of guys kind of pushing for it. And teams like myself last year, I kind of got the guys all on board to do a blood drive, a stem cell donation, just anything really helps. And I know it's become kind of a big thing now. So being able to be a part of that when it was a lot smaller than it was is definitely a cool thing to go by. And yeah, when I was down at Memorial Cup in Kamloops, being able to meet up with Stu, the organizer of it all, definitely was a huge honor to go down to the tent and kind of meet some younger fans who were interested in it, their families, meet them and kind of show that we're kind of from all over the place. Like I was in Peterborough, a couple of the guys from Kamloops, from the Q as well. So it's definitely a huge initiative that I'm glad I'm a part of.
That was Donovan McCoy, the captain of the Peterborough Petes. A look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings sees the Halifax Mooseheads of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League leading the way nationally. The Kitchener Rangers top the OHL clubs at number 4, and there are the Peterborough Petes at number 8 in this week's CHL Top 10. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.